Within the uranium-bearing strata, there are naturally occurring bacteria. This is their home. This is where they live. And as part of their life cycle, they fix metals. They use them as electron acceptors. And so what we're doing after the in-situ mining has occurred is simply feeding those naturally occurring bacteria and get them to do what they do naturally. And the effects are better in many ways than a brute force chemical approach that have been used previously, flushing with multiple doses of water and putting chemicals down there to change the chemical environment. The bacteria do all that. All we have to do is feed them. And we've been running experiments here on campus in a controlled laboratory setting to test this method. And those tests have been great. They've produced up to 60% reduction or precipitation of uranium in a 30-day period. We're currently running a longer experiment that better simulates how we would do it in a field setting, and those results are looking even better. Higher reduction of the uranium and the other metals that are liberated. So we're very optimistic. The next step is to take our results from the laboratory and apply it in a field setting. We're going to do that this summer.